Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Tazayin Amud Aleph. We're holding on to Tazayin Amud Aleph, six lines from the top, by the word Gufa. So says the Gemara, Gufa, we had mentioned in the previous Amud, that Amr of Ami Bar Tavyoimi, Sikha Bevloi Kalim Sula, that the halacha is that if you use broken Kalim, so it's possible, there's a gzera that you can't use broken Kalim, even though it's not Makabel Tomo, since it comes from a Kli, which is Makabel Tomo, so they were gzera that you can't even use it in its broken form. Says the Gemara, my bloy kalim. What does bloy kalim mean? Amr abaye matlan yoy she'im behem shalosh al shalosh. It refers to a cloth which is less than 3x3. It's ba'is. Le'chazian loy laniyim loy lashirim. It's not fit to be used, not by poor people, not by rich people. It's completely useless. It's not makabel tomo, but still you can't use it. It's pasul midrabana. Says the Gemara, tani kavasei dravami bertavyami. We have a brisa which reports this chiddush that you can't use broken kalim. The brisa says, machzela shal shifa v'shal gemi shi'areha. So the lacha is if you have a mat of shifa and gemi, which is different material. So shi'areha, it's leftover, afal pisha nifchasu mikashiura, even though what's left over is less than the shear of what's makabel tuma, so it's meaning it right now it's not makabel tuma, still the lacha is emes sakhin ban. Still the lacha is that you can't use the eschach. Since it came from a larger cloth, it came from a larger beged, which was makabel tuma, so even though now it became smaller, still you cannot use it as chach. That's this chiddush of Rav Ami Bar Tavyoimi that you can't use broken kalim. Once we mention the brisa, so the Gemara just continues, machzelas hakanim, when it comes to reed mats, so if it's gedayla misakhim bo, if it's very large, you could use it for schach. It's pshutikli yates, it goes from the ground, it's not makabel tumma, so you could use it as chach, it's perfectly fine. However, ketano e misakhim bo, however, if it's small, you cannot use it as chach, even though it grows from the ground, since it's made, small mats were generally made to lie down on, the lacha is as such mats are made, they are mekabel tuma. Therefore, it's possible for schach. If it's large, it's not made to lie down on. But if it's small, it's generally made to lie down on, and therefore you cannot use it as schach. Rabbi Eliezer, Aimer, Avhi mekabel tuma. Even the large mat is made to lie down on, and therefore it's mekabel tuma, ve'im esachin ba, and you cannot use it as schach. Says the Gemara Veiter, Hachaydid Begadish. So we mentioned in the Mishnah that if you're Chaydid Begadish, if you make a hole inside of a haystack, so it's possible because of Tasav Loimina Asoy. At the time that the haystack was there, that the roof of the haystack was there, was put there, it wasn't, you didn't have a Kashur Sukkah, so Mamela it's a problem of Tasav Loimina Asoy, even though now you have a Kashur Sukkah. Amr Rav Huna said, Deloishanu al she'ein shem chalal tefach, b'meshach shiva. It's only true that it's possible, it's a problem of Tasav Leiman Asoy, if originally, before you dug out the hole, there was no space of with a height of a tefach in an area of Zayin al Zayin Tefachim. Aval Yesham Chalal Tefach B'meshach Shiva, but if you had it, if it already had a height of a tefach with an area of Zayin al Zayin, so then I raise a sukkah, because then when the haystack was originally there even before you dug out the hole, it already had a Shem Schach. Once it's hovering over an area of a tefach with an area, hovering over an area with a height of a tefach and an area of Zayin al Zayin, so already has a Shem Schach. It's an oil. But Mela, now there's no problem of Tasav Leiman Asoy. Now, you don't have a kosher sukkah, you'll have to dig it out to make it that it's 10 tefachim tall, but at least the sukkah will be kosher, won't have a problem of Tasav Leiman Asoy. So that was Rav Huna's chiddush, that even though the Mishnah says a chaytit begadish is possible, it's in a sukkah, sometimes it is a sukkah. It depends on the case. Says the Gemara, Tani Nami Hachi, we have a brisa like Rav Huna as well, that not always is chaytit begadish possible. The brisa says a chaytit begadish la'asis le'sukkah, hariz a sukkah, says it is kosher. But our Mishnah, we said it's not a good sukkah. Allah Shmamina, could Rav Huna, it must be like Rav Huna said, Shmamina, that it's not always true, it depends on the situation. Says the Gemara, a different version of the same outcome, that Ika de Rami Le Mirma, some say that originally was asked as a stira, that Tana in our Mishnah says, Achaitid Begadish Asas Sukkah, Eina Sukkah, it says that it's not a good Sukkah, Ava Tanya Rezu Sukkah, but we learned in the Braisa that Achaitid Begadish is a good Sukkah, and on that, Amar Avuno, Leikasha, Kambish Yesham Chalal Tevach Pemeshach Shiva, Kambish Ainsham Chalal Tevach Pemeshach Shiva. On that, Rav Huna said it as a teretz, it depends if there already was a pre-existing hole with a height of a tefach in an area of Zayin al Zayin. Says the Mishnah Vayter, Hamishal shel defanis milamalu lamata. A person is constructing walls in a sukkah, and he puts them from lamalu to mata. So how far down does he have to go? Does he have to go all the way to the ground? Says the Mishnah, Gavay min arit shleisha tefachim psula. Once it's 3 tefachim away from the ground, then it's possible. If it's lower, if it's within 3 tefachim, it's kosher. But if it's 3 tefachim away from the ground, it's possible because then a gedi could put its head into the sukkah. So in the mamela, you can't say, oh, view the walls as if it goes all the way down, because the gedi is putting his head inside. How could you say that the wall is going all the way down? Milamata Lamala, if you're building the walls upwards from the ground up, so does how high up does it have to go? Says the Mishnah im Gavaya Asara Tvachim Ksheira, as long as it's 10 Tvachim tall, it's kosher, even though it doesn't go all the way up to the Schach. And we said that the way most Rishayim learn is that the reason why it's kosher is because then we apply good Asik. We apply Allah Mishnah Misina, I have good Asik that tells us to view a 10 Tvach wall as if it extends all the way upwards. So it does reach all the way up to the Schach. Rabbi Yossi Aymer, that Kashem Shalamata Lamala Asara Tvachim, no, just like we could say that when it's going from down to up, the wall only has to be a height of 10 tefachim, so too when you're going from up to down, the wall just needs to be 10 tefachim, and then we'll apply good achis to be machshir the wall.